used to be a crew that ran a neighborhood. Danny K.O., JoJo the Whale, Jimmy Whispers, Frankie Coffee Cake, Eddie the Mush, Tony Toupet, Bobby Boss, Crazy Mario, Slick, Phil the Peddler, Nikki Zero. Used to win trivia night at the Trattoria every week. And then this guy came along and smoked them all like a camel.
Hey, it's Vinny Joe Trivia. Hey. And now, our very own Vince Marotta puts the useless knowledge portion of his brain to good use for your listening pleasure. Vinny Joe Trivia time, bada bing.
All right, here we go. It is time for the brilliant Vince Marotta to take on resident dummy Luke Lipinski. Just kidding. Also very brilliant.
No, feed me.
That was my favorite.
I need to play this with a chip on my shoulder.
Favorite 90s video game, Resident Dummy.
The movies weren't as good, though.
No.
But, yes. Vinny Joe Trivia, today's topic.
I don't feel good about this.
I don't either. This is going to be fun.
Really?
We're both going to get like four.
The topic is Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Maybe the most iconic TV show of all time.
Your favorite show of all time, you said, right above Sesame Street.
One of my favorite shows.
Oh, okay.
Sesame Street, what's wrong with Sesame Street?
Nothing. That's your second favorite show.
Okay. And the topic is Seinfeld trivia.
Okay.
You'll have 10 questions. You'll have 1 minute to answer. If you don't know an answer.
I think I've only ever done this once.
And you lost, right?
I lost in the tiebreaker.
What was it?
It was hangover trivia. We both got either 9 or 10 out of 10, and then Vince knew like the exact money it took home, the box office, in the first weekend.
Right.
And I was off by like $14 million.
That's right. All right, so here's 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll get back to it if we have time.
Okay.
You'll go first, and then Vince will try to beat you.
Okay.
Seinfeld, you both know the show, though.
I mean, it's on right now, probably.
Yes.
It's on constantly.
You've seen it a ton. All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
Here we go. Who is Elaine's favorite baseball team?
The Orioles.
How did George's fiance Susan die?
Licking toxic envelopes.
Braless wonder Sue Ellen Mischke is the heir to what candy bar fortune?
O. Henry.
What is the name of Kramer's often referenced but never seen friend who was in a mental institution, sold knockoff fur hats, and was once contracted rabies?
Bob Sacramento.
What was Kramer's one line in the Woody Allen movie he was cast in?
His pretzels are making me thirsty.
What phrase do Kramer and Frank Costanza repeat in an attempt to bring calmness to their lives?
Serenity Now.
What was the name of the Pakistani man whose life Jerry inadvertently...
Babu Bhatt.
Which was not a character on Seinfeld? The close talker, the long talker, the high talker, or the low talker?
The long talker.
According to a faulty Trivial Pursuit, who invaded Spain in the 8th century?
The Moops.
On what day does Festivus take place?
No. The day after Christmas.
Oh, no! 9 out of 10.
I don't know when Festivus takes place.
The day before Christmas.
I was going to say that, but it's Christmas Eve. I don't know. All right. I don't even know how. I really got 9 out of 10.
It's December 23rd.
That was weird. You were saying stuff that I had no recollection of, and it was like Will Ferrell in Old School.
It was unbelievable.
Just giving
answers. You did it was like coming to you.
But Vince is going to come in here and get 11 out of 10 because that's what he does. He's walking in right now.
He doesn't need 11 out of 10.
No, I know. He's just going to run up the score because he's the Bill Belichick of Vinny Joe Trivia. Do we tell him?
He's the Vinny of Vinny Joe Trivia.
I don't have fun. I just win.
Yeah.
That's right. He's the Vinny Joe of Vinny Joe Trivia.
I don't feel good about that.
You're no Adam Gase.
You're going to have to do really well because Mr. Sandbagger here, Mr. Hustler over here said he wasn't going to do
that. Do I get money if I win this?
It's between you two.
Okay.
I don't want
to
say anything illegal on the air. Mm. All right. Are you ready, Vince?
Yep.
Here we go. Who is Elaine's favorite baseball team?
The Orioles.
How did George's fiance Susan die?
By licking a stamp.
Braless wonder Sue Ellen Mischke is the heir to what candy bar fortune?
O. Henry?
What is the name of Kramer's often referenced but never seen friend who was in a mental institution, sold knockoff fur hats, and once contracted rabies?
Bob Sacramento?
What was Kramer's one line in the Woody Allen movie he was cast in?
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
What phrase do Kramer and Kramer and Frank Costanza repeat in an attempt to bring calmness to their lives?
Serenity Now.
What was the name of the Pakistani man whose life Jerry inadvertently ruined twice by sabotaging his restaurant and getting him deported?
Pass.
Which was not a character in Seinfeld? The close talker, the long talker, the high talker, or the low talker?
What was the second one?
The long talker.
Long talker.
According to a faulty Trivial Pursuit, who invaded Spain in the 8th century?
The Moops.
On what day does Festivus take place?
December 26th?
No, that's what he said. December 23rd, which means because you passed.
Wait a minute. You said the day before Christmas, and then the you said December 23rd.
The day before Christmas.
Okay.
Can I guess on the one I passed at?
Yes.
Baboot?
Babu. Babu. Luke, what do you think? Should he get credit for that?
As long as I win, I don't really care. Yeah.
No, if he gets credit for that, then you tied.
You won?
Yeah.
He got 9, you got 8.
Yeah, it was after the time. I'll take my loss. I did better than I thought I would, though.
I feel like a champion right now.
What type of pasta does Kramer make a statue of Jerry out of?
Fusilli.
Jerry's no vomit streak of more than 20 years ends after eating what?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little alarmed that I knew this many answers, to be honest.
I am, too.
Right? Things like came to you, like Bob Sacamano, that you probably never thought you knew. Or the O. Henry bar.
Is that even really a candy bar? I've never had an O. Henry bar. For some reason.
Peanut butter.
What was the answer to that one?
He ate a black and white cookie.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
How many people have been trying to challenge me to Seinfeld trivia for a long time? I always say I'm not going to do that well. Tim Ring's been after me for
years.
There's so many questions.
He claims
to be the king of Seinfeld trivia.
I bet he couldn't beat 9 out of 10.
I bet he probably could
10 out of 10.
Oh, wow. He is clever.
There's so many. What one, because we haven't done a lot of TV show trivias. What is one TV show that you know more than any other TV show, Vince, just for the future?
Happy Days would be up there.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've seen one episode of Happy Days.
Did you even watch it after Richie left?
I did.
And Ted McGinley joined? And
I think
all
I have
Chachi.
Like 3 or 4 seasons on DVD.
They made a DVD of Happy Days?
Yes.
Wow.
That's one of my all-time favorites.
I've tried to get you to do Entourage. I think I've now done this with you twice, but both times.
I played Entourage against Justin Pugh.
Okay. But Jared could just ask all the questions from the last episode because I never watched the last episode.
You did interview Jeremy Piven.
I did, but I haven't watched the last episode.
You didn't watch the last episode?
It's the last season. I really liked the first few seasons of that show. Like, I thought it was legitimately a good show.
Last few seasons were terrible.
Well,
I feel the
last
same
season
way.
Especially was very bad, and I heard the final episode was just awful, so I just never watched it.
Did you watch the movie?
I did watch
that
the movie.
That is insanity.
I wasn't lost
you
at all.
You didn't watch the last episode, but you watched the movie.
I got dragged to the movie. And so I sat there and I watched it. I wasn't going to close my eyes for 2 hours. What?
But if you watched every episode, leave the movie out. If you watched every episode, even if you heard it wasn't good, the Seinfeld final episode was awful.
Yeah, it
was. 76 million people watched it. People that didn't watch the show watched it.
True.
So why wouldn't you watch even the bad last episode?
I'll be honest.
It was terrible.
This is the first time I've ever heard anybody argue that I should have watched the last episode. And even as you're doing it, you're telling me it's terrible.
But you're invested. Like, I hate watched the last few seasons of that show, but I got through
it.
You've been hate watching Ballers since day one. You guys just want me to watch it because you had to watch it.
No. Here's what's ridiculous.
Okay.
I understand if you said, this is enough. This show is terrible. I can't stand it anymore. But then to watch the movie...
I ended
what
up at
proving?
The movie. I'm not trying to prove anything.
Oh, like you're, okay, I'm sure you were duct taped, kidnapped, and thrown in a trunk and brought to the movie.
That's how everybody watched that movie. By the way, Danny Amendola was in Ballers. Somebody
already?
Sent me that. Yeah, he was the guy. Remember they're running on the beach with Ricky, and he's like, he's going to join. Trying to choose which team he's going to.
That's right.
Yeah.
They were trying to recruit him to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Wow. Good game, Luke.
So there's really no reason for Danny Amendola to be in Miami. Thanks, Vince.
I'm pleased with 8 out of 10 on that, but. I took the loss anyway.
I
my
probably
winning streak is over.
If we didn't run out of time, I probably would have given you Babu.
I don't know why.
You said Baboot.
Yeah, I couldn't. Oh, well, I'll get over it.
I kind of hope you don't.